Hello, Robin. Hello, Robin. We all miss you very much downstairs. Woody misses you, too. He's gotten fatter and bigger, and his umbilical cord is all healed up. And this morning, he bit Mama and pulled her hair. And then he had a bowel movement all over himself, and we had to give him a bath. And while I was getting him ready to give him his bath, he peed all over Mama. And the ring is coming off of his penis now, which is all healed up. And he'll be just all healed up fine, big boy, by the time you come downstairs and see him. He's just beginning to wake up now. Mama thought if you picked out a story, Mama will read it to you down here, and then we can play it for you upstairs. Would you like that? Mama found some poems for you. In, remember your book, A Child's Garden of Verses by Robert Louis Stevenson? This is called The Land of Counterpane. When I was sick and lay abed, I had two pillows at my head, and all my toys beside me lay to keep me happy all the day. And sometimes, for an hour or so, I watched my leaden soldiers go with different uniforms and drills among the bedclothes through the hills, and sometimes sent my ships and fleets all up and down among the sheets, or brought out trees and houses out and planted cities all about. I was the giant great and still that sits upon the pillow hill and sees before him dale and plain, the pleasant land of counterpane. If you look in your book, Robert Louis Stevenson, on page 20, you'll find a picture of the little boy lying in bed, and he has all his little tiny toys on the bed to play with. And way up in the corner on the left-hand side, he has a camel, just about like that camel that Paula gave you, and little houses and trees. Maybe when you feel a little bit better, you'd like to have your little tiny houses and make a little city on the bed, like this little boy did. And then there's another poem in here about a bed, too. And it's called My Bed is a Boat. And it's about someone, a little boy or a little girl who wanted to be a sailor. And he dreams that his bed is a boat that he goes out to sea in. My bed is like a little boat. Nurse helps me in when I embark. She girds me in my sailor's coat and starts me in the dark. At night, I go on board and say good night to all my friends on shore. I shut my eyes and sail away and see and hear no more. And sometimes, things to bed I take, as prudent sailors have to do. Perhaps a slice of wedding cake, perhaps a toy or two. All night across the dark we steer, but when the day returns at last, safe in my room beside the pier, I find my vessel fast. And let's see, maybe there's another poem in here that you'd like. Let's see. Here's one about bed in summer. In winter, I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight. In summer, quite the other way, I have to go to bed by day. I have to go to bed and see the birds still hopping on the tree, or hear the grown-up people's feet still going past me in the street. And does it not seem hard to you when all the sky is clear and blue, and I should like so much to play, to have to go to bed by day? That one is about how the days get longer and shorter. And then there's one part of Robert Louis Stevenson's poems all about the child alone, all by themselves, and what children do and think about, or at least what he thinks children do and think about. This is about someone who was sitting home alone and just kind of dreaming, just kind of shutting their eyes and dreaming, which I guess everybody does sometimes. And it's called The Little Land. When at home alone I sit and am very tired of it, I have just to shut my eyes to go sailing through the skies, to go sailing far away to the pleasant land of play, to the fairy land afar where the little people are, where the clover tops are trees, and the rain pools are the seas, and the leaves like little ships sail about on tiny trips, and above the daisy tree, through the grasses, or high o'erhead the bumblebee hums and passes. In that forest to and fro I can wander, I can go, see the spider and the fly and the ants go marching by, carrying parcels with their feet down the green and grassy street. I can sit in the sorrel, I can in the sorrel sit where the ladybird alit. I can climb the jointed grass and on high see the greater swallows pass in the sky, and around the sun rolling by heeding no such things as I. Through that forest I can pass till, as in a looking glass, humming fly the daisy tree and my tiny self I see, painted very clear and neat on the rain pool at my feet. Should a leaflet come to land, drifting near to where I stand, straight I'll board that tiny boat, round the rain pool sea to float. Little thoughtful creatures sit on the grassy coast of it. Little things with lovely eyes see me sailing with surprise. Some are clad in armor green. These have sure to battle been. Some are pied with every hue, black and crimson, gold and blue. Some have wings and swift are gone, but they all look kindly on. When my eyes I once again open and see all things plain, high bare walls, great bare floor, great big knobs on drawer and door, great big people perched on chairs, stitching tucks and mending tears, each a hill that I could climb, and talking nonsense all the time. Oh, dear me, that I could be a sailor on the rain pool sea, a climber in the clover tree, and just come back a sleepy head late at night to go to bed. I think Robert Louis Stevenson, he's always talking about going to bed with his nurse, his little nursie all the time. Do you hear the baby? Well, I guess I'll have to go get old Woody and feed him. I'll just get up from the chair and go over here. Come on, Woody. Come on, Woody. He's all curled up in his bed and he's soaking wet all the way up to his chin. And I have on one of Grandma's nighties on him. a little blue one that ties down around his feet, and it's all wet. It's all wet. All right, Woody, you lie on the bed, and Mama will go over here and get you a clean shirt. Nice clean shirt. Here, you don't squeal too loud now. Whoops, it's all tangled up. Wait a minute, Robin, all that noise is me untangling the mic. Oh, there it is. We'll put the mic right here by Woody. Now you can see your stuff. Now you can see your stuff. A little louder, Robin can't hear you. A little louder. Who's hungry? Say, Mama? Say, Mama?
There.
Now we'll put your other hand in the shirt, Woody. No, I'm not feeding you yet. Do we get you cleaned up a little bit? Robin's going to listen to you, so make some nice noises. You make some nice noises? Hmm? Go ahead. Go ahead. Make some nice, nice noises. I don't know if that's a very nice noise. I don't know if that's a very nice noise. No. Go ahead, say something to Robin. Who's hungry? Huh? Who's hungry? We're gonna put on your older clothes. And nobody, Robin isn't here to admire you. Since Robin isn't here to admire you. Now, diaper. A diaper for Woody. Huh? And then we'll have to eat. Then we'll have to eat. Yeah. Your sister is sick in bed upstairs. And she is such a good girl. She is such a good girl. She is. Up there all by herself. And we have to say something nice to her to make her feel better, Woody. Can't you say something nice? Oh, that's nice. She'll like that. She'll like that. Yeah. Oh, my, such things. Oh, my. You just talking to Robin? Hmm? Are you just talking to Robin? Mm-hmm. Now, this funny noise, Robin, is a pair of plastic pants we'll put on him. Because otherwise he gets everything soaking wet. Can you be such a wetter and eater and talker? Can you say something else to Robin? Huh? Can you say something else to Robin? Turn off the tape machine. No, if you're gonna eat, then you won't make any nice noise when you're eating. Will you? None good yell for Robin. Come on, one good yell for Robin. Come on, one good yell for Robin.
This will happen. they come off?
Yeah,
now what about the elbow ones?
Well, I don't know. I hate to start dripping and stuff.
Well, put one on those. Maybe it's soup or something that'll come off. Did you try it? Got the same thing as Lane's?
Yeah, well, Lane was more like Robin, and he's much the same. he had it more, you know, hit more like a cold, like a flu.
Oh, she's worse out than we are.
And so anyway, they can't use the football tickets, although Anne's going to ask Label if he knows some other man that would take Lincoln. Lincoln wants to go by himself, but Anne thinks too far away and don't hold him like that.
Where is it?
In Oakland someplace.
Oh.
Maybe you'd like to go with Lincoln. Do you like football?
Yeah, I'd like.
Think so?
Oh,
Drain will be here. Now I'm going upstairs.
Wouldn't bother to come down? They just a little longer ears. It sounds so interesting. You two have voices, you know, like birds in the forest. Like two bright-colored female birds.
We would stand in nothing but housework.
It
creative
sounds,
housework and uncreative housework.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't find out what it was, though.
Oh.
Yeah, by spasmox.
And have about the same feelings. You know, divide up the housework into sections.
Yeah.
And Irene was saying, she couldn't figure out why it was so much nicer to do housework in somebody else's house. And I told her I had to figure it out because somebody else's house, you got done.
Uh-huh.
Your own house never finished, and then that fell into, that housework fell into two categories, creative housework and uncreative housework. And creative housework is housework that you finish, I mean that you do only once a year or every few months, and you do it just once and you're finished. And uncreative housework is the housework you're going to repeat within the week. Or the day or the hour.
Right.
So it's very creative when you go to someone else's house because you're doing it again.
Besides, you get more praise, more social prestige out of it or something.
Yeah.
Rachel never used to go and do everyone's housework. Take over babies and whole families.
Yeah, but then you leave, you're done. I mean, something, creative work is never done twice. At least in the same way. But dishes are done over and over again. Exactly.
When you do somebody else's work, you make somebody happy, but you don't seem to make yourself happy at all. You know darn well you'll be doing it again in the evening.
Do you have your cup, Mother?
Uh-huh. I have a full of coffee.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
What's the one
you didn't mind my eating one of your fancy pears up there.
You want this tray?
Honestly, this diaper business is almost as good as having the baby wired or... I've been trying to think of for years of how to, you know, make some plumbing on the baby, you know. Tubes or something.
Sam's on the baby cam now.
We're all going.
This is barbaric for a baby.
Right.
I like that, a human baby.
Why don't I have a cigarette?
What did he eat last?
Well, he ate from 8 to 10 o'clock.
Oh, no, he hasn't eaten since.
So he doesn't.
You have enough to eat every?
Yeah.
Drink milk?
I didn't drink mine, no.
You better drink your milk.
Did you nurse your babies, Irene?
Huh?
Did you nurse your babies?
No, I didn't have any milk.
Well, I lost mine Saturday. And I kind of brought it back.
Oh,
I bet you that's how Baudelaire's got born, you know. Their mothers took narcotics. Old Baudelaire's and Rimbaud's, you know, these opiated poets. Maybe Shakespeare. They got opium in their mother's milk.
Gee, do you think you'd be famous? Pretty expensive proposition, though. Expensive milk.
It took us a long time to realize our baby was starving. She was yelling herself hoarse every day.
Were you trying to feed her?
I was trying to nurse her, but I didn't know she wasn't getting it.
Didn't she bite you when she wasn't getting it?
Oh, she just screamed and screamed. And poor Hank took her off my hands at night so I could get some sleep.
But Woody, if you run out of milk, Woody pulls back and he bites you right on the end of the nipple.
I never had anybody
in a baby. Then he looks up at you and screws his face up.
To do the opposite.
Yeah, I should think so.
But it must be, I don't know what it does. It heats you. You get very hot and your cheeks get bright red.
It stimulates.
It somehow is a heat. And
yeah, I can feel it when you take them.
You get like you have a high fever the first minute.
Well, you don't need any more, do you, Dan?
I don't know. I'm still on them. I have to go off them to tell.
Well, you're able to get around pretty well.
But when she doesn't take them, she can't walk.
I don't take as many as I was.
Well, she took them, but she couldn't. When I first was here, she couldn't walk even with the narcotics.
No, I think it's a little better. But I don't know.
It's a good soup, Maridale.
A good
soup.
You
put everything you could think of into it.
Well, it's been sitting there since Friday, I guess.
That's
everything's
right.
Gone in it.
I tasted kasha, but she says it's all up.
Yeah, there's some of that in there. It started out with that.
Can she come down and watch baby Sam?
Okay, dear. Wear your mask.
Your mask is down here.
Okay. It's probably gone by now.
I have a clean one in that wash. Oh, my milk's coming in.
I think I threw it off.
No, I have a clean one in the wash.
Curly hair, you know something?
Mm-hmm.
Curly.
that baby's nipples.
Yeah, one is different from the other two. They're called nipples. I forgot your booty.
Bernie says he was so, his chest was so big, his nipples were on each side.
Yeah.
Darling. Don't come near, honey. Farther where you are, the better.
TV programs, I think.
Get
it back. Should we go take a bath of you two matrons bent over the sacred.
No, it is sacred.
It certainly is.
You wanna put a little
it's
on
like
the
face?
I'll do the rear.
It's like a flame, you know, flickering up on your faces.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever read that little story in Gorky's early stories about him delivering a woman of a baby out in the by the ocean?
No.
Most beautiful story. Must have been just him as a young man, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then he takes the baby down and washes it in the ocean.
Oh my goodness.
And they have to catch up with the pickers. They're a bunch of pickers, you know.
Yeah.
And then he picks up, he's carrying the baby and she's marching ahead, you know, singing, she's so happy now, she got
oh
a baby.
Oh my God.
And he's carrying the baby and he says, no, this is a little man. No, he says, I've seen the birth of a man.
What's going on in the Soviet Union? Have you any idea?
Bernie got me some new kinds of pads.
Oh.
I have to wash each time.
Oh, nursing.
Why don't you have to wash?
Well, I mean, I don't have to wash before I feed them because they're sterile.
Oh.
Just after. You can call him there if he's on. 8861. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. Bye. You think he'll be here Saturday?
Yeah, gee, I'd like to hear him. I miss him at home.
Wouldn't you better leave Thursday?
Well, I gotta get home by the 12th.
What? I can't. You embarrass me.
No, go ahead.
I think it was gonna sound so funny.
That's funny. She turns on her little tape.
She makes you repeat all your cards. Did you hear this morning she made us repeat the whole household business? Did you know what she was doing?
No.
She heard it upstairs. She thought it was so good she came down and tape it. So she made us say it all over again.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You get used to it then. Now please say that again. Go on.
That's really a cute remark.
I can't.
Huh?
I can't.
You can't.
What are you, tuck it in or what? Ah, you didn't get that. Shall we repeat?
You won't repeat. I think it's me after rehearsal. You know, it sounds better. You could improve it. Now, I'd like to, you want to put that in the baby book.
What?
The little ring.
Oh, well, I told Matt when I rang you, you were going to bring it home. That and the umbilical cord. But you'll have to use that thing you found on the beach for the umbilical cord because
I
got
it. Did you see it?
I showed it to her.
It had a top on it.
She still won't look at it.
Well,
she
just put on and, and then
she doesn't believe a word you say.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't believe a word you say.
I'm sure it had a top on it, you know, a made out of...
Was it made out of plastic?
Yeah, you know, and then it just sort of rotted off, and when it was healed, it came off.
She looked at it, but she didn't believe it.
It was a very neat device.
I told her about how you were taken back to the rabbi. And she, yeah.
I think that our little milk...
She went right on scrubbing the floor.
The lamet or whatever he is should have one.
Sure.
We have this wonderful guy there, you know. He's just fantastic. He's like something out of Shaw Malacca. He does it, you know, and he darts back. He says, look, it's beautiful. He says, what an artistic job. He says, it's marvelous. He says, his wife will thank me later. He's gotten sort of fat lately. He's lost his delicate precision. My goodness, he's growing. You better stop. You're going to be a...
You want to walk, Woody?
Come on. Hugh. Come on. Now he's blushing. Huh? He's blushing.
Laugh.
Now that's why I always like to see your hair. I mean,
got me.
You know, I think it's by that fence painter. She's sitting in the middle of the canvas with a great shock of black hair.
That's why I'm dyeing it, so it'll be black hair.
What do you use? I think I'll do that to my hair.
I did it to your hair once.
I know it.
I think we ought to take something in white in yours.
There must be some way to keep it from turning green, though.
What's it out in the sun?
What do you mean?
Mine turned green after Deborah dyed it.
You gotta have to.
Keep doing it.
You have to keep after the damn thing.
You do it every time you wash your hair?
Once a month or once every 6 weeks.
You don't go out in the sun. I think the sun turned on.
Oh, the sun turned on.
Many of them are. Now, like this one, is quite different.